The Rules Committee will come to order, and I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for May 5th. Representative Purcell, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I have, Mr. Chair. I move their approval.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Friday, May 9th. We are proposing Senate File 1832, the Workforce, Labor, and Economic Development Budget Bill. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Friday, May 9th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering if we could add Senate File 908 to the calendar for the day.
Representative Schultz, are you making a motion or do you have a question?
I am moving that Senate File 908 be added to the calendar for the day.
So, Representative Schultz, I'll note that that is in the bill that we are calendaring for Friday. So it is included in the budget bill as I had promised, as we discussed earlier this week. So I would, as previously, not change our position. I think that having this in the budget bill is sufficient. So I would ask us to not move forward with calendaring it separately. If you'd like to continue with the motion, we can, and I'd ask for a roll call, and I'd ask my members to vote no.
Mr. Chair, is there a reason why, you know, other bills this session have, you know, taken the belt and suspenders approach, but there's somehow a different reason that we would not have this one travel on its own from your perspective, Mr. Chair?
Well, Representative Schultz, I think having it move in a budget bill is sufficient.
So, Mr. Chair, Schultz. Thank you. Is there a reason that you would move other bills and have those move through the floor, but not this one?
Representative Schultz, it's a pretty broad hypothetical. I think at this stage we're moving budget omnibus bills and policy omnibus bills to the floor. Representative Diska.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So Senate File 908, as my understanding, has already passed the Senate unanimously. And so if we calendar it and pass it, it could just go to the governor without necessarily being held up by whatever happens in conference committee or whatever on the bill that we are calendaring it. So it's why wouldn't we just do that instead of holding it hostage to whatever is happening in the bill that we are calendaring today?
Well, I'm not aware of any hostages, Representative Niska, but having it in the budget bill made sense to our side. Any further discussion? Representative Schultz, did you want to? Representative Zalesnikar.
Thank you, Chair. And to Representative Schultz's point, I think the broadband issue is something that's, I get emails all the time from the townships that I represent have been working on this for a long time. They're waiting for this to get these jobs done while we have weather permitting in Minnesota. And so if this is something the Senate has already is in a position with support and the House too, that we could get this signed and get that clarified for townships and cities to get broadband done as we want across the state, I would think that would be something all members would want. The governor could sign it. They would have be able to move forward. So I would urge members to vote yes, get it calendared as a single bill on Friday, because this is something that is federal money that's been allocated for broadband that is a top priority to the citizens of Minnesota. And they've been working on this, and they're waiting, and they're scheduling jobs. When you have great weather in the months of summer, right now they want to be planned and ready to go, and they're arranging their labor force. So we need to be ready to go, and the Senate's ready, and I think we can vote on the House and get this to be signed by the governor. I support it to be on the calendar as a single bill item for Friday. Thank you.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would point out that I think on the calendar that you're proposing is your own Capitol Mall statuary bill, and that language is contained in the state government finance bill, and I would wonder why we're doing your standalone bill when we're not doing Representative Schultz's request.
Representative Nash, happy to explain. So we have to move two bills for the statute, which we can speak to when we get to House File 475, but we have to also pass a resolution. So the resolution is a different topic than what is contained in the state government finance bill. Not seeing further discussion, Representative Schultz, can you repeat the bill that you would like to add to the calendar for the day?
Yes, Mr. Chair. It is Senate File 908, which is also House File 47. Again, we would be taking the negotiated Senate language that every member of the Senate voted for, that was on the floor of the Senate that day. And, Mr. Chair, if we don't move this today, if we choose actively in this committee not to see this bill through on its own, more and more money is going to be wasted by people, businesses, communities, broadband dollars, going to be wasted. So are we going to make sure that those dollars get spent to help Minnesotans or not? That's the question. And I would just really encourage us to get this on the calendar, get it moving for the sake of all Minnesotans. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Good news, Representative Schultz. No matter how you vote, it will be on the calendar on Friday because it is contained in the budget bill. Representative Schultz moves that Senate File 908 be added to the calendar for the day. A roll call has been requested by me, and the clerk will take the roll.
Co-Chair Long?
No.
Co-Chair Niska?
Yes.
Co-Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Vice Chair Engen?
Yes.
Representative Coulter?
No.
Representative Frederick?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Jacob?
Jacob, yes.
Representative Jordan?
Jordan, no.
Representative Cagle? Representative Nash?
Yes.
Representative Purcell?
Purcell, no.
Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Representative Scott?
Yes.
Representative Steer?
Aye.
Representative Zelesnikar?
Zelesnikar, aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 8 ayes and 8 nays.
There being 8 ayes and 8 nays, the motion does not prevail. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative Niska.
Thank you, Chair Long. I don't think there's a really a good reason why we can't just take that issue and move it along and get that problem solved. There are a lot of problems in the labor bill. That doesn't need to be one of them. We need to keep moving forward on our work. So I urge members to support the proposed calendar.
Representative Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For those of us not on state gov, and I realize we passed that bill, but can you tell us what this statute stuff is? We're replacing one statute and gaining another. Since that's your bill, could you kind of articulate for the committee what exactly that is?
Representative Scott, we'll get to that. That's the fifth item on the agenda. We're currently on the calendar for the day, which is not
okay. My apologies, Mr. Chair.
No problem. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, I will repeat my motion to adopt the calendar for the day. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? Calendar for the day is approved. Next order of business is a deadline waiver. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, House File 3228 is now in the possession of the Committee on Rules and Legislative Action after missing the combined first and second deadline. Its only purpose before us is to waive the deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. House File 3228 is the Workers' Comp Advisory Council recommendations, and the reason for the waiver is, as is typical, the Workers' Comp Advisory did not adopt recommendations until after our deadline had passed. The combined first and second deadline for bills other than major appropriations was April 4th, and the WCAC met to adopt its recommendations on April 9th, so wouldn't have been able to meet our deadlines. So I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 3228 and that House File 3228 be placed on the general register. Any discussion to that motion? Co-Chair Niska.
Well, I was hoping Chair Baker would be here to explain his tardiness. But given your explanation, I would support the rules waiver.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the waiver, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The waiver prevails. Now the moment we've eagerly been waiting for, I will turn the gavel over to Vice Chair, Co-Vice Chair Hollins, and to present House File 475.
Okay, it's my time to shine. Everything's canceled. We're like going home. Okay. Next on the agenda is House File 475 from Representative Long. Representative Long, do you want me to move the bill or would you like to?
I'm happy to. Thank you so much, Madam Chair. So I will move House File 475. Would you like me to do the amendment first or would you like me to speak to the bill first?
I would love it if you would speak to the A2 amendment first.
Okay, great. So this is just to get it in the shape that the author would like. I have been working with Representatives Allen and Myers on the language here, and so the big changes are that the previous version had specified that the Maurer Rice statue would go to the State Historical Society, but Representative Allen has been working with his county board in Rice County, and they are eager to accept the statue as that is their namesake. So it would replace the State Historical Society with the County Board of Rice County, Minnesota. And then we also add a paragraph to the whereas clauses with a nod to Senate Minority Leader Dirksen, who worked closely with Hubert Humphrey and was a University of Minnesota law grad, as a nod to the bipartisan work that Hubert Humphrey did.
All right. Any discussion to the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting the A2 author's amendment, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Amendment passes. Chair Long, to your bill. Please present it.
Thank you so much. Members, each state gets to send two statues to Congress to represent them. Minnesota's current two statues are Maria Sanford, who was installed in 1958 and was a pioneer in education, and Henry Maurer Rice, which was installed in 1916. Like Minnesota, many states have chosen to submit one civic leader and one political leader. Many states are also choosing to update their statues in recent decades. For example, Kansas has sent Amelia Earhart, and in 2003 updated its second statue to be Dwight Eisenhower. Arizona has sent Eusebio Quino and updated its second statue to be Barry Goldwater in 2015. Mr. Maurer Rice was an early leader in our state in helping facilitate statehood and served as one of its first U.S. senators. But in the more than a century since Mr. Maurer Rice's statue was sent, Minnesotans have accomplished quite a lot on the national stage. And I believe it's indisputable that the Minnesotan who had the greatest impact on national politics is Hubert Humphrey. Nicknamed the Happy Warrior, Humphrey was Vice President of the United States from 1965 to 1969 under President Johnson, and was a Democratic standard bearer for president in 1968. He served for 23 years in the U.S. Senate, including as Majority Whip. His legislative accomplishments included the Civil Rights Act of 1964, proposing Medicare and the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Humphrey always sought bipartisan support for his legislative goals, and often his biggest antagonists were in his own party, particularly on civil rights. We made a nod to that in the new whereas clause that we adopted, representing his work with Republican Senate Minority Leader Dirksen on the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This resolution that we're taking before us today would just inform Congress of our intent to change the statues. There are also is a separate provision moving in the state government finance bill, which would allow for donations to be accepted to pay for both moving the new statue to D.C. and then bringing the Maurer Rice statue back to Rice County. And we would be using the design of the Humphrey statue that stands on our state capitol grounds. So I believe it's time that our state update this important representation in our nation's capital to reflect the history since 1916, and would be happy to take any member questions.
Thank you. We don't have any public testifiers listed, so we'll now go to discussion of the bill. Any questions for the bill author? Okay. Seeing no further discussion, I'll let Representative Long offer closing comments.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. This bill was bipartisan when it was brought up last session. Unfortunately, the Senate failed to get it across the finish line, so we had to bring it back this session. But it's bipartisan again this year, and appreciate the work to try to help make sure our statues reflect our proud Minnesota traditions and history.
Perfect. Okay, we renew the motion that House File 475 as amended be referred to the General Register. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion prevails, and House File 475 as amended is referred to the General Register. Do we have anything else? Okay, that's all we've got. We're now adjourned.